bit nearer than that. Come to me, come to me, move nearer, move nearer. Now, I thought Leanne, I suddenly sat in the studio a little while ago, I was going, I've got the wrong day. Leanne Louise is not coming in today, but she is here.
Ta-da!
Yes. I still am sitting thinking, I've put the wrong day down. Now, I'm joined by the gorgeous Leanne Louise, as you know, came into the studio, I think probably, my God, it must have been, I'm trying to think when you actually came in, first of all. 2 years ago?
Yeah, it was about 2 years ago.
It was a long time ago. And then Bob sniped you.
Yeah.
Like Bob Simpson coming on my show, so I had to go up. I never spoke to Bob for months after that. Nicking my guests, and now you're back on my show.
Yeah, it's so been a long time.
So you'll be back on Bob soon.
Maybe.
He'll be grabbing you.
Sorry.
Not in that sort of way. Sorry, Bob, didn't mean to say that. Now, Leanne Louise is an amazing singer-songwriter. She, as I said, she's been to Phoenix before. She's done loads of sort of gigs and stuff for us as well. And you've been at Brentwood Lighting Up and hopefully get you on Phoenix FM Fridays. You've got a debut EP coming out, which is out at the moment, called Count My Blessings. You're from Chelmsford, but from the last 2 years, you've basically, besides doing all your writing and your gigging all over London as well and getting out there and doing loads of fantastic stuff, you've had a baby.
Yeah. So crazy.
Any more planned or just
no? Let's just get that straight. No more babies.
When you were saying about, I've read loads of your posts and on Facebook and stuff. How has having a baby changed you from starting off as a musician and doing your writing? How has having a baby changed everything for you?
It's made me such a better person. It's made me grow and just because obviously having a baby, it takes up a lot of your time, but it makes you use your time wisely. So the time that I now have got, I'm using to push myself forward, like in music. But it's just made me grow as a person. It's amazing.
And the love, because you always gone about the love. For you always like to think you can't, if you don't have children, it's not, you know, I don't have kids, but it's that bond you have.
You don't know. It's just like my baby, he actually taught me love. Mm. It's mad.
And how many songs have you written about him so far?
Lots.
Lots and lots.
I don't know, it's just the best feeling in the world, and it's pushed me so much harder, and it's just because a lot of people think once you have a kid, that's it.
Yeah.
But it's just, I want to show people that it's not, because I've worked a lot harder since I've had him than before I had him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, tell us, when you started off in music, how old were you and what made you want to get into being a musician, a singer?
Well, I always wanted to be a singer. Because my brother is really into music and he's always been to music. I suppose that kind of influenced me a bit. But I started writing poetry when I was about 8 and I couldn't really sing. And my friends were singing in a talent show when they were about 13, 14. And I was like, do you know what, I really want to do that. So I kind of was like, do you know what, I'm going to teach myself to sing. So I taught myself to sing. When I was 14, I started putting my poetry to music. I didn't really do much at school in terms of music. I just kind of done it as a hobby. And then when I was about 17, I started writing, like, properly. Mm. Got my first couple of songs produced. And since then, I've just been following my intuition and trying to do my best, really.
Because you are very cool.
I don't think I am.
I don't even know if saying that word makes me sound really old. It's like somebody saying, you're really trendy. No, don't say that word. But you are really cool. I mean, you look really cool.
Thanks.
And your music is really cool. And you're kind of, you know, you're going at this the right way, because you're doing loads and loads of gigs all over the place. You've got loads coming up in London. Because the thing is, there's no point when you're a singer in Essex just sticking to the Essex venues.
Not.
Because nobody outside of Essex knows who you are. So you are hitting all the places in London.
That's it. It's important, because I think not all the places in Essex, but a lot of the gigs that I do in Chelmsford are pub gigs, and people are there to get drunk. They're not there to listen to music. And they, like, when you go to the showcases in like Shoreditch, Hoxton and that kind of area, people are there to listen to new music.
Yeah.
So you're gonna, like, obviously I've made a lot of like fans and friends in Chelmsford, and I'm really grateful for that, but you have to push yourself out there, otherwise you're just gonna stay in the same circuit. And
Yeah,
it's a great circle, but
also it's the contacts you meet as well, isn't it? When you get into London, because it is different, and you're not. I don't want to say this because I was out last night, and there is like an Essex look.
Yeah,
and I don't have it because I'm too old enough to use sticks. You don't have it. You've got your own style.
I wonder what you're going to say.
No, but you know there is this kind of like, it's the very my friend calls them the aggressive eyebrows, which is like the ones that are kind of like really really painted in, and then they're coloured in and tattooed, and they're like really. Or you look at somebody and you go, lovely girl, but all I'm seeing is a huge pair of eyebrows.
My eyebrows are like the worst thing ever. I can never get them.
Nice. They're really nice. Yeah,
they are penciled in, but
yeah, but they're not like angry eyebrows.
No.
Do you know? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah,
they're actually, you don't actually see the hair because it's just like two black. It's like somebody's got a black marker and gone across. You don't see. I'm telling you, well, she doesn't look anything like that. So you've not you've not got that look at all, have
you? Thank you. I don't think so. I don't know. I'm not fashionable. Like, I just.
Yeah, but you're cool.
I try to be cool.
You're right. I'm frowning now, but you're cool.
Bit of a cool geek.
Now, we are coming up to the 12 o'clock news. So, Leanne is going to sing two songs for us after the 12 o'clock news, and we'll be talking more. But what was the first song? Can you remember the first song you wrote, and who was it about?
Oh, yeah, I can remember the first song I wrote. I can't remember what I called it, but I can remember it. And I wrote it on the keyboard. And it was just a very, very depressing song. Mm. And it was probably about one of my exes. I can't remember what it's called.
It's easy to do that, and it just be miserable. Yeah. And when you put in songs together, you do everything on computer, but you've got your keyboard. So do you actually play guitar? Do you actually set everything on the on the keyboard and then join putting the drums and everything else?
I do. I write everything, like every single. Like, I don't have a set way that I write. So I'll sometimes write something on the keys, and then I don't know. Like, I get sent a lot of tracks. I also write with other producers, like building up the track as we go along. There's just so many different ways that I write. So, that my laptop's broke, so I can't even make music at the moment.
Oh, well, there must be somebody out there who wants to supply Liam with a laptop, surely. I did ask for a Mini Cooper yesterday. Nobody turned up today.
Oh, no.
How very rude.
That's not even nice.
I don't even think you're allowed to say that on the radio because it's like asking for gifts. But I did hold my heart.
People do that, you know.
I thought, you know, somebody might send us something. We're in a laptop, you don't know, do you? Might be somebody out there.
Mac, preferably, if anyone's listening.
She don't want no cheap stuff. She wants a brand new Mac computer, please. Let's drop it off now.
Yeah.
Might be somebody, but, well, you know, your music's got to take priority.
Yeah.
You're not getting any royalties if you give her a Mac laptop, though.
Oh, no royalties.
No royalties.
Just friendship.
Just like your eyes, but no royalties. Not getting any royalties. And then we're going to be talking about Glass House when you come back.
Yeah.
You're going to be performing two songs. Also, we're going to be talking more about the London music scene so we can go through all the gigs you've got and the debut EP, Count My Blessings, as well, which is featuring, I think I've got this, is it? Minami.
And Pause Minami, yeah.
Minami. And also Play Loud R-Dubs,
yeah. Play Loud are the guys that produced the majority of it, and then R-Dub done the title track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. I nearly got there. I was trying my best then.
No, you did very well, and I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of you for being able to speak. Right, okay. Just go up to 11:59. We'll be back with Leanne Louise after 12 o'clock.